So let's review. In the previous shiur, we learned that the source of Rabbi Elazar's opinion that Machshir Mila Deicha Shabbos, all preparations of Mila may be done on Shabbos, is the pasuk Uvayayim Hashmina Yima Basar Lasa. On the eighth day, he shall be circumcised. The Gemara next discusses the source of Mila itself, that it may be done on Shabbos. Ad kam li pligir abon alea ele b'machshir Mila, av Mila gufa devi akol Deicha Shabbos. The entire machlekes is only whether Machshir Mila overrides Shabbos. But everybody agrees that Mila itself is Deicha Shabbos. The Gemara asks Minalan, what is the source for this? The Gemara offers several suggestions. Amar Ula, halacha l'moyesha misinai. Ula says that it's halacha, a rule Moshe was taught at Sinai. The Gemara rejects this approach since we learn that pekuach nefesh, saving a life, overrides Shabbos from the following kal v'chomer. If Mila, which is only on a single limb, overrides Shabbos, a threat to the entire body should certainly override Shabbos. However, in done in kal v'chomer halacha, we cannot derive halachas through a kal v'chomer from halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Elam Rebbe Asya ois ois. The term ois appears both in the context of bris and Shabbos, which is gzeir shav, indicating that even Shabbos is a time for Mila. The Gemara rejects this approach as well, because ois also appears in the context of tefillin, which does not override Shabbos. The Gemara proposes a gzeir shav of bris, which is also written in the context of bris and Shabbos. This too is rejected, because bris is also mentioned regarding bris meal of adults, which is not deicha Shabbos. Similarly, gzeir shav of deris cannot be used, because deris is also written in the parasha of tzitzis. Therefore, if Nachum by Yitzchak says, we employ a gzeir shava of the three words together, done in ois, bris, dairis, mi ois, bris, dairis. Since Shabbos and Mila are the only two mitzvahs that have all the three words of bris, ois, and dairis that appear in their psukim, we can derive that Mila may be done on Shabbos. Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Omar Kra, Bayoim, Bayoim afil b'Shabbos. In the parasha of Mila it says, Uvayoim hashmini yimun b'sar losa. From the word Bayoim, we derive that it can be done even on Shabbos. Rish Lakish rejects this, since the term Bayoim is also used regarding the Karbanis of Mechutzer Kapara, those who need to achieve atonement in order to become completely tar, which do not override Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan answers that we use Bayoim in the context of Mechutzer Kapara for another din. Rav Achav Yaakov Amar, Amar Kar Shmini, Shmini Afilu B'Shabbos. The word Shmini teaches that it may be done on Shabbos. The Gemara rejects this, since we need the word Shemini to teach that the bris should not be done on the 7th or the 9th days. El Mechvarta Ked Rabbi Yechonon, we go back to the previous answer offered by Rabbi Yechonon that we learned it from Bayoim. The Gemara next raises the possibility that it would be logical that Mila should override the Shabbos from the fact that Mila overrides Tzaras, which overrides Avodah, which in turn overrides Shabbos. Of course, Mila should override Shabbos. The Gemara rejects this reasoning. Perhaps Tzaras overrides Avodah not because it's more stringent than Avodah, but because the Kohen who has Tzaras is not fit to do that Avodah. If so, we have no kal v'chomer that Mila should be Deicha Shabbos. Therefore, we have to go back to Bayoim. The Gemara next cites a braisa which rules, Mila Deicha es HaTzaras. The mitzvah of Mila is performed even if there is a nega on the Arla, which we derive from the extra word Basar in the Pasuk, Uvayayim Hashmini Yimo Besar or Lasai. Here too, the Gemara raises the possibility that it's logical that Mila should override Tzaras based on the kal v'chomer. If Mila overrides Shabbos, which is more stringent, of course it should override Tzaras, which is less stringent. The Gemara rejects this logic because, in a sense, Tzaras is more stringent than Shabbos, because Tzaras overrides Avodah, which overrides Shabbos. Another line of reasoning could be as follows. The positive commandment of Mila should override the negative commandment of Tzaras based on the general rule, Asei Dechalaisa Sei, a positive commandment overrides a negative commandment. However, we cannot use this logic, because Tzaras is both a lav and an asay, and ein asay deicha leisev asay. A positive commandment cannot override a combined negative and positive commandment. Therefore, we must derive it from the extra word basar. The Gemara points out, although the term basar is only used in the psukim which speak about the mila of a baby on the eighth day and the mila of an adult, when over bar mitzvah, Abaye derives from the tzad hashava of those two cases that mila of a child over 8 days old also overrides tzaras. The Gemara then cites Rava, who says that the term Basar is not needed to teach that a Mila on the 8th day overrides Tzaras, because he holds that we can learn the kal v'chomer that if Mila on the 8th day overrides Shabbos, which is more stringent, it certainly overrides Tzaras. This frees up the extra word Basar to teach that Mila of a child more than 8 days old overrides Tzaras. Similar to the Gemara's earlier argument, Rav Safra questions Rav's premise that Shabbos is more severe than Tzaras. Maybe Tzaras is more severe since it can override Avodah, in that if all Kahanim have Tzaras, we do not permit cutting off the Tzaras to enable somebody to do the Avodah, and Avodah overrides Shabbos. Rav Ashi answers that the reason Tzaras overrides Avodah, which essentially means that he may not cut off the Tzaras in order to do the Avodah, is not because Tzaras is more stringent than Avodah, but because in order to allow him to cut off the Tzaras, we must employ the rule of Asei Deicha Lo Yisaseh, the positive mitzvah of Avodah overrides the negative mitzvah of removing the Tzaras. However, Asei Deicha Lo Yisaseh only applies Be'idna Demisakar Lav Kamukam Asei, where the two are done simultaneously. For example, in the case of Milo, while cutting off the tzaras, he's simultaneously performing the mitzvah of Milo. Or in the case of Klein Betzitzis, while wearing the garment and being oivra on the lav of Shatnes, he is simultaneously mekayim the mitzvah of Tzitzis. However, in the case of tzaras and Avodah, he is first oivra on the lav of removing tzaras, and only later will he be mekayim the mitzvah of Avodah. Therefore, it is only for that technical reason, and not due to the trinity of tzaras, that we allow tzaras to remain at the expense of the Avodah. We must clarify this issue, since it has been debated extensively on this daf. Of course, Shabbos is more chamer, because Shabbos is an Issa Skila, and Tzaras is only an Issa Lav. On the other hand, Tzaras is a chumer in that it is Deicha Avodah, which Shabbos does not. Therefore, we cannot learn one from the other by way of a Kal v'chomer, because each one has a chumer which the other one does not have. However, if we say that Tzaras Deicha Avodah is not because of a chumer, but because of a technical issue, we revert back to the point that Shabbos is an Issa Chomer and the Kal v'chomer is effective. The Gemara cites a braisa in which we see that this is actually Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Yoshua says that we need the Pasuk Besar to teach that Mila Deicha Tzaras. Obviously, he holds that we cannot employ the Kal v'chomer from Shabbos because Tzaras Deicha Avodah is considered a Chomer. Rabbi Yochanan says we do not need the Pasuk Besar to teach that Mila Deicha Tzaras because we can employ the Kal v'chomer from Shabbos because Tzaras Deicha Avodah is not considered a Chomer but a technicality.